Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Raise your hand if you want to get in a better mindset and smash your goals in 2019. Curious? I'm going to show you how in today's episode.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
I've had so many goals over the years. Some have panned out and some have fallen so flat. And I was thinking about this episode and I was trying to recount some of my favorite goals that have happened and some that haven't really happened. One was going back and getting my MBA. I thought at the time that you had to be so super smart to get an MBA, and I just didn't see myself that way. And to be honest, my SAT scores to get into college weren't that great because I don't test really well. That's just not how my brain works. But I got accepted to Pepperdine and I loved it. I did it. I graduated. I did have a nice amount of debt when I graduated, but that was a huge goal for me. And another goal was to start a business where I could work completely remotely. And this isn't for everyone for sure. And I know it's super trendy to say that you want to work remotely and be able to live wherever you want to live. But if I'm going to be honest with you, there are a lot of people out there that this just doesn't work for. Like, you love going to an office, you love getting your regular paycheck every week. That's just something that sets your soul on fire. So there's nothing wrong with that. But for me, I'm so close. I'm like 98% close to hitting that goal. And it has taken me so long to be able to be income independent because of so many different things that I do, so many different facets of my business. But I'm so happy that I've stuck with it because this year I should be able to hit that goal. And I should be able to hit it before my birthday in July, so I'm crossing every leg, every finger that I possibly can. I also wanted to pay off all my divorce debt in 2 years. And that did not happen. It took me nearly 7 years to get rid of it. And it was a long, exhausted process. And most of it is because I do run my own business. And so a lot of times I have to take income that I make and put it back into my business, invest in resources and pay people to do things. And so that means it just takes me a lot longer to pay off a big amount of debt. We're not talking about a couple of thousands of dollars of debt that I had. I had a large amount of debt. And not only that, but I was restarting. I was restarting from really less than zero in my 30s. And it was a really scary time, but you know, I just stuck with it. I stuck with the strategy. And even when I would get off course, I would come back to the strategy because I talk to people about it all the time, so I know what works, but sometimes it's hard to convince myself. I'm like, yo, I should follow my own rule because it actually does work. Another goal was I really wanted to live abroad, really for no other reason than just to experience it. And that hasn't happened, but at least not yet. But I'm hanging on to that one for dear life. I also want to buy a new car this year. And that might seem like a silly goal, but I bought a super unrealistic car in 2010. And I paid it all off on my own because that was right when I got divorced. And now I just want to buy a realistic car. But I'm really actually happy that I've broken the chain that I had of needing things to feel good about myself. I call it my evolution. And I think we all go through this at different points in our lives and probably several different times in our lives because it's really easy to slip back into, I need that. I need that. And that's going to make me feel good. That's going to make me feel happy. But I think when you can break yourself free from those things that you're convincing yourself will make you happy, for me, I just started to see things so differently. I started to see opportunities different. I started to see money different. And it was really a shocking moment for me because that's really where a lot of the genesis for this podcast kind of came from. So goals are hard though. I was thinking about this episode and I realized that while I want to be super encouraging for you because I really want you to hit your goals, I also want to be real with you. I want to share the stuff that has happened to me, and hopefully from sharing the stuff, you can pick out that here is this money expert, this certified financial planner who has an MBA. I'm always teased because I have 3 degrees, but I have still struggled with consistently achieving things and going in and out of these moments of crisis. And maybe you're in a crisis or you just came out of one, or maybe you're feeling like life isn't going to change, or maybe things are rocking and rolling, like they're awesome for you. I don't know where you're at, but I can tell you that's not where you're going to stay because life doesn't work that way. Unfortunately, things always have a way of changing. And as long as we embrace the changes, then good things can come out of it. But sometimes I know that it's super hard. So I never thought my life would have the twists and turns that it actually has. I started out as an entrepreneur when I was in college, and I had these dreams and these goals and this drive, and I was super driven, and nobody was going to talk me out of what I wanted to do in life. And I think that's probably pretty appropriate when you're in college because you need to have that kind of mindset in order to keep going and to feel good about life. And I just had never had, I'm trying to think about this, but I didn't really have any blip moments per se. I mean, I wasn't the most self-confident person. I had all sorts of mindset issues going on. I probably didn't have a great mindset around money. That was the time I got my first credit card. And while I was super responsible running the business and all the money in the business, I wasn't terribly responsible with my own situation. I remember thinking, like, yeah, okay, I know how this credit card thing works, but I really want to buy this or that, and I'll pay off the debt later, right? So that happened, and I think a lot of us can relate to that. So I sold that business out of college, but I just felt lost. I felt like I had this really weird set of skills that I didn't know what to do with. They didn't really go with one career or the other. And I think it's really a shame when we're going through college, and particularly in early 20s, that we're not exposed to so many different careers. Because now I think about it and I'm like, wow, there are so many different careers that I would have loved to have at least experimented with. But it's not that it's too late, because it's never too late, but I just think, you know, my life has kind of taken me in a different direction. So I took my only two corporate jobs that I've ever had in my whole string of career, and I didn't like either one of them, even though I was really good at them. There was this thing inside of me that just told me, like, no, you're supposed to be doing something different. Even with the podcast, when I started it, I never really thought, well, I had hoped that it would actually turn into a full-fledged media business, but I thought that can't be possible because who's going to listen to me jabber on about money? And lo and behold, we're almost like 4 years later and you're still listening. So kudos to you for being my friend on this journey. But I just thought that that's not totally possible. Like, I have to be this square financial planner. Not that financial planners are square, but I have to fit in this box. And I didn't like the box. I do not want to play by the rules. I don't want you to tell me what I can or can't do in my career. So I feel a little bit like a rebel in that regard. And I call myself a misfit. And I like to think that I attract other misfits, people that just don't feel like they fit in a certain place. Those are the people that usually end up being my longtime friends, because we all sort of share in that. And I should have waited to get married the first time, or at least followed my gut instincts not to get married, but I didn't. I just thought, this is what you do. You graduate college and you get married and you buy a house. And I sort of bought into that whole dream, American dream, if you will, and it doesn't have to work that way. I also followed every good money rule in my 20s. You name it, I followed it. We were putting the max into 401k. We had bought a house that was in a great neighborhood. I mean, I had done every money rule, paid off debt, leveraging money smart ways, only to have all of that blown apart in right after I turned 30. And so I thought, well, what good was that? It didn't really get me anywhere. Not that I'm saying don't follow money rules, but just so you sort of understand that you don't have to, there's not a playbook when it comes to this sort of stuff. So I guess that's probably the message I want to get across. And I'll let other people's opinions rule me. I never felt like I fit in. So I always felt like I didn't belong places. And I think because of that, I probably missed out on a lot of different opportunities that were given to me from the very early part of my financial career. I got a lot of exposure for being female, being young, having advanced degrees, and also having an opinion about finance and speaking up about it, because there aren't a lot of younger people that are actually experienced, that have worked with actual clients and their money, that are also creative and out there really talking about money in the way that I was. And really, I was talking a lot to the financial industry. I was saying, hey, you guys, because let's face it, it's primarily men, older men. Not that that's a bad thing. That's just the demographics. You need to wake up. You need to wake up to what's happening. You need to wake up to the way that people want to be talked to about money, the concerns that people feel, the fears that we have. You need to wake up. And I got a lot of traction for that kind of messaging. And I thought, this is crazy, because other people should be saying this stuff. In fact, I can remember, I'll share a story with you. I can remember when I got invited to speak at this really prestigious industry conference. And it was in Denver. They were flying me out to Denver. And I thought, okay, I'm going to speak in front of like 20 or 30 people. But instead, it ended up being a couple of thousand people. And I'm so glad I didn't know that ahead of time. But I'd spent the afternoon in the hotel room, and I'm good at memorizing somewhat speeches and then being able to ad lib around them. So I got up and I did my speech, and there were people in the audience who I had actually met before, and I tried to get interviews with them or certain opportunities, and they just completely brushed me by. So after I gave my speech, these people came up to me and they were like, oh my gosh, like we want to utilize you for this and that, and your voice is really important, and all sorts of accolades, which was fantastic. It's always great to be appreciated that way. But it was kind of like, you know what? You people didn't take me seriously before. And now because I got up in front of thousands of people and are sharing this message, now all of a sudden you want to utilize me the way that I wanted to be utilized to begin with. And so I didn't do it because I was a misfit and I just didn't feel right about it. But that's beside the fact. But the good stuff, the good stuff, getting married again to Jeff, finally having the hard work in my career pay off, getting to be with you 2 days a week, seeing my dreams come to fruition, and just being in such a better mental pace now than ever before in my life. Those are the good goals, and goals that I didn't even necessarily think were possible for my life, but I took certain risks to get to those goals. You know, after getting divorced, I thought the last thing I want to do is actually date again, but I threw myself out there on Match.com, of all things, and I just started going on dates, and some of them were horrific, and oh my gosh, I could tell you stories for days. If you've ever been on a dating site, you know exactly what I'm talking about, especially if you're female, because wow, we get some really interesting requests. But it all worked out for me. And taking risks, even in my career, and taking risks with my money when sometimes I wasn't sure if it was the right decision, and just taking time myself to practice balance and to practice mindset, all of those things have dramatically increased my quality of life and made everything so much better. But I don't know your story, but I know you've got stuff that you want to do in life and stuff that hasn't worked out for you, stuff where you've had those moments, those pain moments, or when you've been afraid. And it's not good enough just for us to say that we want to do something. We also need a game plan to back it up. And a game plan that talks about strategy coupled with balance and mindfulness. Because I've learned what a secret ingredient the balance and mindfulness around money is to not just your money, honestly, to everything in life. So I've heard from so many of you that you've got big stuff you want to do this year. You want to pay off your student loans, you want to buy a house, you want to afford a dream wedding, you want to go on an amazing trip, you want to be better prepared for emergencies, you want to buy a new car, you want to start a family. You've got so many things that you want to do. So I thought it would only be right for me to share with you how to make this stuff happen, how to come up with an action plan and use what you've got in your bank account to crush your goals. So I created something for you. It's called the Money Game Plan. It is a free 4-week goal-crushing money challenge with you in mind because I want you to have so much success. So I'm going to have the link in the show notes to sign up, but it's a 4-week, again, free challenge. And I'm going to deliver emails to you with tactics, mindfulness, stories, strategies, and so much more directly to your inbox. I'm going to be talking about a lot of stuff that I've maybe just lightly touched on in the podcast. We're going to go so much deeper in these emails over the 4 weeks. So you're going to really feel like you can achieve some of the stuff in life. There's going to be a mix of audio, text, to-do lists, and between you and me, we are so fortunate to have a sponsor on board, Morty, who you're actually going to hear about in an upcoming episode. that believes in you crushing your goals as well as I do, we're actually putting some cash behind those in the challenge who want to bring their goals to life. So this is going to be a challenge unlike any other challenge. So I don't want you to miss this. Be sure to share it with your friends too, so we can just all crush our goals together. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress toward your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family and you want to do the best for them, but vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspca.gov petinsurance.com/ETM. That's ASPCA, petinsurance.com/ETM. Again, that's ASPCA, petinsurance.com/ETM. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM.
We've all spent more time with family lately. It can feel like old times, but your mind is on the future too, and what you can do to shape it. At Sandy Spring Bank, we work with clients to help them grow and protect their money with wealth management, trust services, and insurance so they can enjoy today and ultimately pass along their wealth. We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about your dreams. Visit sandyspringbank.com/wealth. Wealth and insurance products are not FDIC insured, not guaranteed, and may lose value.
And I want to do things a little bit differently on this episode. I got an Ask Sean a question that I think is so relevant to the Money Game Plan Challenge. And I think it might touch so many of you that I want to just bring that to life in this episode as well. So this one comes from Nicole, and Nicole says, "Hi, Shauna. I'm currently an employee directly affected by the government shutdown. I'm a contractor and live in the DC, Maryland, Virginia area. When the shutdown occurred while on my birthday / vacation cruise that I had saved for, and the reality started to sit in after the new year, I was initially freaked out. I was assessing my finances and developing a contingency plan, breaking my lease early to move out of state and in with a family member, finding a part-time job or a new job altogether, putting my belongings in storage, deferring my student loan payments, even donating my eggs, all while trying to figure out how to also pay for my upcoming first year of my PhD, which I was informed that I'm responsible for funding all by myself. I received a Christmas bonus that I held onto in my savings account as part of my safety net. I realized I had enough money remaining in my savings to afford either 2 months' rent or 1 month's rent plus bills plus student loans. After contacting my supervisor, I found out that my company still had funding and I was still going to get paid during the shutdown. It was a very close call. However, given my brief ordeal and after listening to the news, testimonies about the other federal employees' financial struggles made me want to ask you your opinion and advice on the following. A lot of people are facing financial hardship, unable to come up with either $400 for emergency. How does one go about establishing a savings safety net given the rising cost of living, inflation, unexpected expenses, increasing debt, and low pay wages? Thanks so much." This is an amazing question, Nicole, and I'm actually really happy that you sent this in to me. My heart sunk when I read this, but I know so many people are feeling the impact of the shutdown, and we have no idea how long it will go on, and you can feel really helpless. And it doesn't just have to be the shutdown, even though that is the pressing news right now. It could be losing your job when you least expect it. There could be all sorts of things that could happen to you where that safety net is really important. And I was thinking about, as I was watching the news even this morning, about the government shutdown, just how many different people it's impacting. And it feels, I don't know how you feel about this, but it feels kind of careless to me. Like, how can we not find a solution when this many people are struggling, when people are having to go to food banks and people are having to do all sorts of side hustles just to pay their bills? And they're doing what Nicole suggested. They're trying to figure out, well, do I pay my rent or do I pay my car payment or what do I pay and what bills can I put off? That's such a stressful moment. And then it made me think about, which was Nicole's question, like, okay, we have millions and millions and millions of people who live in this country, and they struggle to come up with even $400 for an emergency. What are we doing? Like, we are doing a disservice to people because we're not showing them how to effectively save money. And we're just bombarding people with messages of, you got to buy this, you got to have this, you got to do this. All of these things that we feel like we need to buy and purchase in our life. And some of the stuff we absolutely have to, right? Like, we have to live somewhere. A lot of us have to drive a car. We have to have clothes. We have to have groceries. So there are a lot of have to items, but I really feel like we're doing such a disservice to people. And it really, really just gnaws at my gut. It makes me so profoundly upset that financial literacy and showing people, because you have to show people how you can save money with what you have right now. Not that you have to make more money, because that's so many times the message is, well, you just got to go out and get a better job. Well, that doesn't make sense. Can we show people how they can do their life they're doing now? Yes, maybe you have to cut back on certain things. Absolutely. We all, every single one of us could cut back on something to save money. We all could. That's just the reality. Most of us have this curious thing in our spending called a mystery item. And the mystery item is just something that you spend a lot of money on every single month you may not consciously be aware of, but a lot of your money is going toward that mystery item. And for us, it's Target. Target is completely the mystery item. And we've done everything that we can to make Target more affordable. We have the card. We're saving percentages. You know, if we need things shipped, we're not paying for shipping. But still, we buy a lot of crap from Target. It's not all crap. It's good stuff. So I'm not knocking Target. But you know what I mean? There's some area of spending for all of us where it's just overwhelming. So setting up a safety fund is such a good goal for this year. And I've spoken about my health saving fund on a recent episode that I had in place. So when I did lose my hearing last year, it was a lifesaver. I drained it, completely drained it, but it was there. And I didn't create it overnight either. It took so many months, so many sacrifices to build this just in case fund. So the Money Game Plan Challenge will certainly help anyone who wants to just beef up their emergency fund, their safety fund, with practical tips. But here are some thoughts for you to just noodle on. So first thing is knowing where every penny in your bank account is going is the name of the game. And I talk about this time and time again. Why? Because when you know where your money is going, you can direct it. You can change it. You can make it work better. And I spent years, literally years, hiding from my bank account. And I'm not ashamed to talk about it because it happens to so many of us. But when I opened my eyes, I saw ways to better direct my money and stuff started happening for the good. So the first thing is know where every penny of your money is going. Just have this awareness. Use an app, look at your bank statements, whatever you need to do, just figure out where those variable expenses, the stuff that you don't have to pay for, where is that money going towards? Because when you find that out, then you can start making practical changes around that. The other thing is there are easier places to find savings in your bank account with what you've got right now. Look at places where you can, quote unquote, get a better deal. You don't necessarily have to cut things out altogether, but can you get a better deal? Can you negotiate a better phone bill, cable bill, internet. Those are three of the big victims where if you have not called those companies to see if you're on the best plan for yourself, you should do that now. Pause the podcast and go do that now, because chances are you're not on a great plan. You're probably on an outdated plan that you're overpaying for, and you can usually find a fair chunk of change right there. Do you need all your subscriptions? Can you get a lower interest rate on your credit card? Have you called to see? Because all you need to do is just call and ask the question. Can you get a 0% zero interest credit card deal or even a personal loan and reduce your interest rate? All of those things are powerful, because when you can drive savings, when you can reduce some of those expenses, get on better plans, get lower interest rates on your credit cards, then you can drive all that savings into your safety fund. So it starts adding up over time. Another thing that I just want to talk about is building your safety fund. Like I said, it's not going to happen in 1 month. It takes time. But if you can understand that literally every bit counts, you can totally get there. Even things like, where is your savings? Is it in a high yield savings account at some place like Marcus or Ally Bank, where you're just going to earn more interest on top of your money? That all matters. Are you paying fees on your bank account? Because you shouldn't. There are so many banks right now. Most of them are online banks, but they're great, great banks where you do not have any fees, because you shouldn't be paying a fee. So you see, it's $5 here, it's $20 here. You just keep stacking money as you can without having to totally give up your life. So I hope this helps some. Nicole, thank you again for your honesty, for your vulnerability, and for sharing that, because I think that's on so many people's minds. It's certainly been on my mind. And if you're listening and you're in that spot, don't give up. Even if you can only save a tiny bit, just commit to those weekly money dates with yourself and turn it into a game. Make this stuff fun. How much can I find in my bank account right now that I can put in savings or towards my goal? Bring light to this. I don't care. Open your favorite beverage. Go to some place that you love to hang out. But make looking at your money, make finding spots where you can save money challenging, fun for you. And getting to where you want to go, it's going to need a game plan. Of course, you could work with a financial planner. That's just such an awesome way to help you do that if you can afford it, but not everybody has the cash to make that reality happen. It's one of the reasons why I try to bring you so many different perspectives on this podcast. Not that everything is going to resonate with you, but just so you have this awareness, it's hopefully like bringing a financial planner to you. So I'm working to bring you my best tips, real motivation to move you from stuck to success in the Money Game Plan Challenge, just like I do on the podcast. Although, again, I'm sharing some stuff in the Game Plan Challenge that I haven't shared before. So if you've got something you want to crush this year, it can be big, it can be super small, head to the show notes, click the link, and sign up before February 4th. Because we're going to make stuff happen on this podcast, and we're going to make stuff happen in this challenge in 2019, my friend. It's going to be our year. Hey, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Remember to subscribe to the podcast. It's absolutely free, and you'll make sure you never miss an episode of Millennial Money. You can also listen to all our episodes on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, and Pandora.
Whatever you're saving up for, a CD from Sandy Spring Bank lets you grow your savings at a guaranteed rate. Right now, earn interest at 4.5% APY on an 8-month CD special or 4.25% APY on a 14-month CD special. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com/CD specials. Minimum opening deposit to earn the annual percentage yield is $500 for the 8-month CD special and $2,500 for the 14-month CD special. Member FDIC.